Kevin McCarthy, no evidence that cloth masks in school reduce spread of coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on February 14, 2022. Forcing children to wear cloth masks in school is more harmful than helpful. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said on Monday as the fight continues across the country to free children of forced masking. Let's be clear, there's no evidence that wearing cloth masks in schools reduces the spread of COVID, McCarthy began. But there is ample evidence that it's harmful. To early readers, to young learners, to deaf and hard of hearing students and others. Indeed, even the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, updated its guidance in January, essentially admitting that cloth masks provide the least protection. Loosely woven cloth products provide the least protection. Layered finely woven products offer more protection. Well-fitting disposable surgical masks and KN95s offer even more protection. And well-fitting NIOSH-approved respirators, including N95s, offer the highest level of protection, the updated CDC guidance states. Despite the bitter debate on the efficacy of cloth masks over the past 2 years, even Dr. Anthony Fauci initially admitted in February 2020 that typical drugstore masks are not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. McCarthy's remark comes as prominent left-wing politicians continue to live their lives maskless, at their convenience, while pushing for children to remain masked up in school. Democrat Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams serves as one of the latest viral examples, smiling gleefully while surrounded by masked-up children during a recent visit at Glenwood Elementary School in Decatur. Celebrities, too, ditched their masks at Super Bowl 56 while California children continue to be subjected to forced masking in school.